Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben. We're just all underwater over here. Just got to, you know, those contractors, they're going to be very happy when this rain stops and they're going to be going to work 24/7. It's just going to be incredible. We got a lot of work to do when this thing ends. And hopefully it ends by Tuesday, right? Maybe, hopefully, yes. Right now we have 100% chance of rain. I'm in the middle of Honolulu. It may be a little bit easier for you, maybe on the Big Island, for instance. We've got a 60% chance of rain at 9 this morning, 60 at noon, 50. Hey, it's going to dry up 3 o'clock this afternoon. No, because then tonight, 60% chance of rain from 6 p.m. to 3 a.m. And of course, we're going to go through the weekend with a flood warning issued this morning at 4:55 until 8 o'clock this morning. National Weather Service, thank you very much for warning us, and probably going to get a warning shortly after 8 o'clock about maybe some more of this heavy rain that's been coming down. The flash flood warning for the island of Oahu, Honolulu County, of course, is totally in place still. At 4:55 this morning, the emergency management folks reported closed roads island-wide. And speaking of that, if you're coming from Kailua, you can't take the Pali. You're going to want to take the H3 into Honolulu. The Likelike is great as well. But just so you know, the Pali is closed. You're not going to be able to use that. A Kapa'akori Road is also closed. So just be prepared to give yourself some extra time and to check out your maps so that you're very comfortable once you do get on the roads. And would you believe there are tea times? It's only drizzling Makale on the Big Island, 836, 918, 1108. And yes, the ducks are out on the golf course. It's also drizzling on Kauai at Poipu. I was told it's dry. There's a 9:30, a 10 o'clock, a 10:30, and an 11:20. Now, mind you, dry doesn't mean it's going to stay that way. I could only say that 15 minutes ago, when we were speaking with folks at Poipu Bay, they said it was dry. A Kauai Lagoons has an 8:52 and a 9 o'clock. On Oahu, Perla Kalaau, we have an 8:30, a 9:42, a 10:10. Yes, it's wet. Hawaii Kai has an 8:52, 11:06, and a 12:18. We're practicing our wet game. Turtle Bay has an 8:36, a 9:18, and a 10:40. And Royal Hawaiian Country Club has an 8:52 and a 9:36 and a 10:42. Let's see. Ava Beach Golf Course. Well, maybe it's kind of dry, like, yeah, maybe. 8:30, 9:30, 10:30. Bayview, 9:02, 10:56. It's always good to get your steps in. Wailea Gold Course, 8:30, 9:10, 10:20. Emerald Course, 9:30, 10:50, 11:10. Blue Course, there's a 9:40, a 10:20, and an 11:30. And if you're going to go play at Maui Nui, or if you'd like to, there's an 8:40 coming up quick. There's a 9:10 and an 11:48. Okay, so what's the forecast? Showers and isolated thunderstorms, locally heavy rainfall possible. That's for today. The high expected to be 81. Were you frightfully cold this morning? I don't know. The winds are out of southwest, about 15 miles per hour. Tonight, showers and isolated thunderstorms. Locally heavy rainfall possible. Low 66 to 71. Southwesterly winds about 15 miles per hour. Do I need to tell you that Sunday is mostly cloudy on Kauai? Showers and isolated thunderstorms during the day. Oahu and Maui County, showers and isolated thunderstorms during the day. Scattered showers at night. Locally heavy rainfall possible. When is this going to end? Big Island of Hawaii has a flash flood watch. Not a warning. For the lower elevations, there is a winter storm watch from Saturday through Sunday afternoon for the Big Island summits. Okay, let's get to some golf. Let's bring him in right after this. Greg Nichols, our general manager, director of golf, Ko'olina Golf. And I'm not sure, but I bet you Patriot Golf Day is in the works too. We're going to meet the team of the pros to learn the game. Greg Nichols, welcome into the clubhouse. Oh, dear. Hi, Greg. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hi, Danielle. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
That's great.
That's an old commercial, I think, from some other, when they didn't have storms that went on for days and weeks. And it's just incredible. So, Greg, I thought it would be fun. First of all, how long have you been at as general manager and director of golf at Ko'olina?
Going into my 24th year.
Wow, that is so cool. And you have an incredible team of, I don't know if they're youngsters, but you probably have seen them grow. And let's start with Kevin Shimomura, the director of player development. Tell us a little bit about Kevin.
Oh, yeah, Kevin's awesome. Kevin's that perfect type of instructor where he's a great player, still a great player. He doesn't get to play as much as he would like, but he's been two-time player of the year for the Aloha section and several times teacher of the year. And it's just the only thing tough with Kevin right now. It's hard to get a lesson scheduled with him because he's literally booked out 2 months in advance.
Wow.
But Kevin's been with us now. He's been our director of instruction for the last 10 years and just doing a great job. And part of what he's doing right now is mentoring some of the other great young professionals that we have working with us. We got probably one of the great staffs that I've ever had the pleasure to work with.
Right on.
Led by Joe Pack, our head professional, that's worked both at Turtle Bay and at Hawakale, is with us. We've got a great first assistant, Eric Miller, who's just outstanding. So very blessed.
Yes. Yes. And the list, we're going to go through them all because Eric Miller, first assistant and professional, he's into hiking and going to the beach. I mean, I love knowing a little bit more about, the golfer who also wants. And then there's Katie Manlolo. She's a teaching professional.
Yes.
And
Katie was our head professional, actually. She's an outstanding PGA and LPGA professional and, loves to teach. She took a hiatus from her being our head professional when she had, wanted to have a family.
Uh-huh.
She's got two wonderful little children, and she teaches on the weekends. She does great programs with us. She's got a great, just a great way about her. People stay in the game because of Katie. That's the type of person she is. We're happy to have her. By the way, I should have mentioned Kevin. Another reason why he's not playing as much, he's got two young kids. He just had a second child, too. So, family's everything, Danielle.
It is. Absolutely. And then they get to teach their kids. I mean, that's so much fun.
Well, yeah. That's different. Most golf professionals will not teach their kids, actually. They'll let them come into the game naturally. And if they want to have fun, then they help them out with it a little bit.
Yeah, that's kind of what I meant when they went teach. You put a little club in their hands and let them go.
By osmosis.
Yes, exactly.
Go ahead.
I just was going to ask about Katie and Elle's on autism golf.
Right. Her first child was born autistic, and she's been dealing with that as parents do, and mm-hmm. she's been very proactive. She's organized some classes for other parents, and it's a bonding thing. It helps the child and the parents in the socialization to make it so that they are leading what would quote unquote normal lives as possible. Golf is a great sport. Anybody can play it, any age and any ability, and we've got blind golfers playing, and I know we've had some wonderful deaf golfers that have played, and autistic is another thing. Ernie Ells, of course, his child was born with autism, and so he's been a leading, ambassador for that and champion for that.
Absolutely. I started caring for my grandson when he was 2.5, and he's autistic. He's much older now.
I didn't know, Danielle. That's wonderful.
Yeah, and he's 22. He towers over me. I'm like,
oh, your kid. I was going to ask about your family. How's your son doing?
My son is good. He's going to retire after 26 years
what?
In the U.S. Army.
Well, good for him. And thanks, He's done a great deal of service for our country. So good for him.
Yeah, you know, truly, I'm so happy for him. Don't know where he's going to land. You know, he's in Georgia Station there. So where are you going to live? Well, yeah. I don't know yet.
Well, Georgia. Speaking of Georgia, that's not a bad place to be if you're a golfer. It's spring. Spring has sprung, and you know what that means for golfers. The Masters is right around the corner.
That's right. Woohoo!
Yep. Favorite time of year, Danielle. You got March Madness happening for all the basketball players out there. You got, the first major is played with the Player Championship. And so Masters is coming up soon.
I got to tell you, I turned on the television this morning wondering whether I'd have energy to activate the TV. And it did. Yeah. And I went through the channels and I came upon, Fox. I don't usually watch right. Fox, and there was LIV Golf in the middle of, South America or South Africa.
Wow.
It was packed. I mean, I was amazed at the number of people who were, 10, 20 foot deep watching LIV Golf. And I was like, wow, this is pretty exciting.
Well, there's been a lot of controversy, obviously, over LIV Golf. But one of the positive things that it's done is it's brought golf to places that they haven't really seen championship golf. And, speaking of that for Hawaii, we can, I don't want to get into that. The details with it. It's so sad with the century. And
yes.
Obviously, the Sony is not certain yet, but perhaps. Mm-hmm. I know there's powers to be that are trying to bring a LIV Tour event to Hawaii. So we'll keep fingers crossed on that, because Hawaii's always been, home of championship golf, the Champions Tour, Men's PGA Tour, and the LPGA Tour. So fingers crossed on that.
Oh, yeah. I've got mine crossed right now. All right. We have three more wonderful people who are, I think, now, see, I got everything off the website. Maybe I'm backwards a little bit. Kamai Lucas, assistant professional. Is that accurate?
Yes, and Kamai is considering right now, we've asked him if he would consider moving up to full-time coach. So he would work underneath Kevin as a full-time teaching professional. Kamai is an outstanding player, left-handed player. He's also a young family, so he understands kids. The only negative about Kamai is we don't want to lose him out of the golf shop. He's one of our outstanding professionals. That runs our that runs our golf ops, but he's excited about it. He's got a teacher's heart, and then we've got Daniel Fentress that played baseball for Mid-Pac.
Yes,
a great big kid that just hit the ball a mile. Great young professional. We've got John Adams, who's actually relatively new. Came to golf. He's I'd say mid-age. He's in his 40s and came to golf via surfing. He still is a big-time surfer, shapes surfboards, et cetera. But another young man is Tyler Mahomes out of Virginia, Danielle. And, I've been in the game a long time, and Tyler hits the ball as farther and harder. When that sound, the sound of that ball, when he hits it with his driver, it's unbelievable. He's that modern golfer. He had a baseball background as well, and just hit the ball a mile. Great,
wow.
Great young man.
Too. Wow,
we got a great staff, great professional staff.
You do. That's why I wanted to feature them. Now, is Tyler the fisherman? No.
No.
Okay.
No. Kamai likes to fish.
Okay.
We got a lot of fishermen, and you go back to Eric. What we're trying to do is get Eric into the water. coming over from the mainland. He's been here 2 years. We try to get all the guys to understand the water because surfing and get them into surfing. And, he goes up to about ankle deep. He's definitely afraid of those fish out there with fins, That's why he gets too far out there, but we're working on him slowly.
Yeah, if you haven't always had your feet in the water and you never know what's going to nibble on you,
we understand his fears. So.
Yes. Yes,
sure.
There are lots. Okay, now, I mentioned at the very beginning of the show, Patriot Golf Days. You've always been right behind Folds of Honor, PGA Hope. Do we have Patriot Golf Days coming up again this year?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a number of PGA professionals around the state that do great things for Patriot Golf, Tommy Freestone over at Hokulua on Kauai is probably the leading guy right now. He raises close to $100,000 every year. So big shout out to Tommy. A big shout out to Travis Sturger up at Turtle Bay. Travis does a tournament every year. Admiral Fargo, who is, you know, the ThinkPAC fleet leaders, our honorary chairman. I'm happy to support that event with Travis. We raised close to over $30,000 for Patriot Golf. And at Coalina, our team has consistently stepped up to try to help out. It's an entire team effort. And we, along with our community, we engage our beach and sports club members that live on resort. They come out and volunteer their time. And so we use the month of May. We start on May 31st. We start on Memorial Day, and we go the entire month of June, Daniel, running a variety of different events to raise funds for, and again, if someone out there doesn't know, the funds go toward educational scholarships for the children and the spouses of military men and women that have oftentimes paid the ultimate sacrifice to their country, and that they've been killed or injured seriously in service to the country. So it's a great cause. Dan Rooney started this back in 2007, and I've been very proud of what he calls a wingman. I've been proud to be Dan's wingman since that time. And again, a number of PGA, Aloha Section PGA professionals around the state rally behind that. It's one of the wonderful things that PGA does to try to get back to the game.
Right on. I was just reading the National Scholarship Impact of Patriot Golf Days. Folds of Honor broke another award distribution record. Right? I mean, 1,273 scholarships, a 28% increase year over year. You folks do so much for us, not just in teaching us how to play this wonderful game, but just leading us, you know, and taking us to places that we didn't know we could go. So I really, for a lot of folks, want to just thank you. And everybody on your team and the teams around Hawaii that are true golfers and let us teach us a little bit of something.
we love every PGA professional both loves to play and teach the game. Daniel, we're lucky to be doing the job that we love to do. And right now, I need to give a shout out. I know you. I hated to listen to that weather report before I came on, but you know it's real. And you know, I'd like to shout out to all the maintenance people, all our great golf course superintendents that are out there that are working in this weather to try to keep their golf courses playable. Our superintendent, Rick Bauer, assistant superintendent, Jason Hagen, and our crew are doing a Superman's effort. And, you know, it's tough. It's tough working in those conditions. And if I give a shout out to them, I also want to give a shout out to all the people out there that the first responders that have been dealing with this. You know, all of our utility people, you know, Hawaiian Electric, God bless, that, you know, we wake up, is our power still on? And they're dealing with that 24/7. So shout out to all those folks, too. And so
that's fantastic. Greg Nichols, General Manager, Director of Golf, Ko'olina Golf. And, of course, we'll be in Memorial Day coming up in May. Patriot Golf Day will be on again. We'll have to talk before then, though. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse.
Danielle, always great to be with you. And by the way, keep your eyes out. We've got a Masters Par 3 tournament coming up on Wednesday, April 8th. So if you want to come on out, that's a great time to play nine holes. We're going to turn a front nine into a Par 3 championship course, a la Par 3 Masters.
Ooh, well,
so we'll have some fun.
We should talk about that a week before it happens.
All right.
Far out.
Take care.
Thank you, you too. Stay dry. Aloha.
Love you. Aloha.
All right, we're going to come back after this, and we're going to bring Sid Okino, head golf professional at Pearl Country Club, and she does private lessons. So, you know, if you want to get really good, Sid, and ladies, let's step up. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me? What is that?
and want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun, visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
All righty, speaking of keeping the power on, Aloha Power, working smarter, faster, and easier with Aloha Power. With our selection of riding and walking mowers, I'm not sure if it's the right type of weather to get out there mowing and, you know, walking your mower, but hey, maybe it is. Because you never know. On the Big Island, it could be just sort of drizzling. And here, of course, it's not at all. It's I'm looking out the window and it's pouring rain over Bishop Street. Without our selection of riding and walking mowers, we've got, in addition, chainsaws and whackers and a whole lot more. So get yours today. Aloha Power Equipment. They're open Monday through Saturday. Evile, next to the Costco gas station, also in Waipahu.
What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range, located in Aiea. Stop by to warm up before your round, or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe, and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
All right, listen to this. Located on the gentle slopes of the Ko'olau Mountain Range, Pearl Country Club overlooks Pearl Harbor, the Arizona Memorial, the USS Missouri, and the Waianae Mountain Range to the west. The club features an 18-hole, par 72, 6,787-yard golf course designed by Akiro Sato, one of the finest courses on Oahu. Pearl Country Club has been in operation since 1967. The course is open to the public. It's a short 20-minute drive from Waikiki. I'm not sure if today would be the day to get out there for the first time. Sid Okino can tell us, though, head golf professional, Pearl Country Club, also private lessons. Welcome into the clubhouse, Sid.
Good morning.
Wow. How is it? Are you at Pearl right now?
I am not. I actually have to head over there after this, but we are closed today.
Okay.
It's just been crazy.
Yes, that's what we keep saying. Isn't this over yet?
I know. So it's funny, like the first weekend, it was kind of like we'd joke around like, yeah, people, like, just be patient. And I'm like, I'm impatient. Like, can we just get this over with already?
Yeah. You and the cats where I live. It ain't easy being an outdoor kitty cat when it won't stop raining.
I know.
Yeah, it's hard. So give them a break, everybody. Now, you, when did you get into the game?
I was 6 years old when I started playing golf.
Was it your dad or your mom?
It was my dad, yep.
But see, girls love their daddy. And you'll, you know, dad wants to go play golf, no problem. I'm going to go play golf.
Pretty much.
did you enjoy it? Did you like going out?
I did. It was funny. I do remember, like, the first day I ever went to a golf course. My dad just picked me up from school, and I thought we were going home, and then the drive was longer than I expected. And then before we knew it, we were at Olamana Golf Course. And he introduces me to Casey, my Uncle Casey. Uh-huh. And it's just like, hey, like, we're going to start playing golf. And I'm like, okay. I remember kind of just swinging a club around and had no idea really what I was doing at that point. But I think I made contact with, like, maybe two golf balls. And because of that, I just kind of got obsessed after that.
Was that the drive inside of you to get better than what you did the first time?
Kind of. Or I think I was like, oh, this is fun.
Okay.
Like, what else can we do, you know?
Yeah. No, and then when you mentioned Casey Nakama, he's Casey Nakama Development Centers at Pearl Country Club. Did he help you?
Oh, yeah. He was pretty much my coach for my entire golf career, from start to pretty much finish. And yep, just got to give all my credit to him.
Wow, that's very cool. You know, patience. That's something that golf professionals have when they're teaching. I think that's one of the things that people need to remember. You know, we're all nervous because, you know, am I holding it right? You know, and all that stuff that comes up, and then you're doing it in front of somebody. But that thing about golf professionals who are teachers, I think they're maybe the nicest people on the planet. They're just, you know, they just help you.
I think that's the goal, is to, at this point, it's like you just want everyone to enjoy the game of golf. And I think there are certain levels where you can get to where you can start to be a little more disciplined about it. But for the most part, yes, everyone in the golf professional world for teaching just loves the game of golf and wants everyone to love golf as much as they do.
As they do, exactly. And they want you to enjoy your time on the golf course, because part of it is, it's so good for your eyes. And so what? Well, see, looking in the distance at that beautiful mountain range that you're looking at, that relaxes your eyes, and it's really good for your eyes. And then there's the walking part about golf, you know, get your steps in. It's important to walk. And the older you get, the more important it is to keep moving.
True.
You know, it's just one of those things. But let's go back to your junior golfing days. You, I was reading something that said Sid Okino is also one of the youngest golfers to ever play in the U.S. Women's Open. You were 14. Wow.
Yeah, that wow was pretty much kind of what summed up the whole experience, honestly. It was such a crazy experience at the time to just be able to be amongst all the women that I looked up to in golf. That actually just so happened to be, I think it was Annika's last U.S. Women's Open that played in before she like officially retired. And so it was such a cool experience.
Yeah. And you played collegiate golf at the University of Washington, Pac-12 All-Academic Honorable Mention in your senior year. And then you went to Japan to play professionally. Was that kind of that, to me, there's so many different aspects to, I'm going to Japan to play professional golf for the first time. How did you put that all together?
That was a lot to take in. I mean, I've been to Japan prior to that just for vacation and love it. I mean, Japan's by far my favorite place, but living there and working there is definitely a totally different experience than when you were there for vacation, which in a way was really eye-opening. I got to kind of see how life really works in Japan and kind of just the work culture and how everyone is so dedicated to everything they do there. But I loved it, honestly. The tour that I got to be on was just like the mini tours and kind of just experiencing life there. We had tournaments all the way up north in Hokkaido. We went all the way up north, all the way up down south. We even went down to Okinawa. There was just tournaments everywhere. And it was kind of just navigating the whole country by myself, just having to almost deal with a lot of culture shock still. I mean, I know in Hawaii we have a lot of that kind of same aspects, but it is still different. And I think going there as someone that's a Japanese American was hard because I obviously look the part, but I don't speak and act the part. So there was a lot of things that I would just do naturally, normally thinking, oh yeah, this is fine. And then I'd get criticized for it. But then the second they knew that I wasn't actually from Japan, they'd be like, oh, can you get a pass? You know, like, oh, you're fine. I totally milked the Hawaii card all the way, because the second anyone there knew that I was from Hawaii, they're like, oh my gosh, like, that is amazing. We love Hawaii. And so at least, like, you know, because I could befriend people that way, which was nice.
Yeah, it's an icebreaker. You know, everybody wants to come here. So one day they'd be able to say, hey, you know, Sid, you remember me? Show me around.
Like, we'll help you here in Japan, but just remember us, because when we come to Hawaii, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm totally fine with that relationship.
What is the challenge of the hilly conditions at Pearl Country Club? What do people who want to go play at Pearl Country Club, what do they need to be prepared for?
You know, the layout itself is obviously very hilly, just a lot of undulation. But after we renovated, it's become from just the kind of fairways or kind of tee to green would be slopey, and the greens are flat, and now pretty much everything is undulated, very slopey. The greens are what have gotten the most difficult and have changed the most since we've renovated. One thing is you'll never really have a flat lie just at any point of your round of golf, but also now when you get on the putting greens, it's about pretty much navigating it almost like miniature golf your first time.
Wow. Yeah.
And understanding that before we renovated, a lot of things would just break. A lot of the greens would break towards Pearl Harbor. That is not necessarily the case anymore, just because with the added slope that they have on the greens. Whatever you kind of thought you knew about the course, especially on the greens, have now completely changed.
Wow. Yeah, that's good to know. You know, when you're going up to Pearl, you'll want to know that it's not the way it was a year and a half ago. How long? It was a year-long renovation, right?
In total, it was. So we kind of started everything. Well, we closed down half of our course in October of 2023. January 1st of 2024 was the full, complete shutdown. And then we reopened the day after Thanksgiving of 2024, so Black Friday of 2024.
Wow.
And then fully open with full tee times, I believe that was January 1st of 2025.
What did you do when, you know, the course was closed?
We actually, thankfully and luckily, the managers all kind of got to stay on board. We did show up to the golf course Monday through Friday. So kind of had to plan out what we were going to do when we reopened. So we actually had to watch grass grow pretty much. I mean, it was watching just kind of how they dug up everything. We saw how they laid down everything, watched how the grass was growing every day. Funnily enough, we kind of used some of our time to just kind of, you know, walk around the course, get some fitness in. We kind of were cracking up because every day at one point we would kind of take a lap and jog around our parking lot just to kind of get us moving a little bit in between planning. And funny because that jog around our parking lot made me think that I could then run a marathon. So that kind of led into me doing the marathon that year as well, which was hilarious.
I don't know if we should go into that. Will you do it again?
I mean, it's just so funny because, like I said, every day it'd be like, Kate, we're showing up. Let's go do our mile in the parking lot, and then we can get into all whatever we're going to do for the day with whatever we're going to plan out for when we reopen. And that was kind of the daily routine. And again, it was just like, oh, okay, I can run a mile. Like, let me just sign up for this thing. And I mean, in the end, did it. We'll never, ever do it again in my life. But it was definitely an experience.
Yay for you. It's something that I've not accomplished. So I'm not sure my body wants to accomplish that. But it looks so rewarding when you see people coming down to that finish line, you know? It's like, God, they did it. I just want to applaud, you know? It's, wow, something I couldn't do. You are fabulous. Well, teaching, are you available?
Currently with the weather, no, but,
no.
But yes, I am. It's been honestly like almost a month at this point since we've been able to consistently kind of give lessons at Pearl. But yes, I am available kind of sporadically. It just kind of depends, as I am still assisting here and there with coaching as well, with HPU. And, I do actually help with Casey's junior golf program too on the weekend. So kind of just wherever I can fit things in.
You're a busy lady. That is really awesome. And what gives you the most satisfaction in the game of golf?
Now, just after now teaching, I mean, teaching was never something I thought I'd even get into at all. But now that I've kind of been in it for at least a few years now, most rewarding thing is just to see the progress in people and just knowing how much like they like just love golf. I think seeing other people love golf as much as I pretty much love it or loved it and all of that is just it's pretty much the most rewarding thing now.
Wow. I'm going to have to come and take a lesson. Something about my backswing that never works. I don't know what I do with my hands, but I don't bring it around. We'll fix it. Okay. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything you wanted to mention that I didn't give you a chance to?
Actually, I do just need to mention that our name did change from Pearl Country Club to, it is like the hardest thing for everyone to pronounce now, but it is Pearl at Cullowell.
Yes.
It's not spelt the way that it sounds, but that is the one thing.
I
did need to mention, we did have a few kind of awards that we did win just since we reopened that I know we should probably kind of highlight. Actually, but just things that I do want to point out. We did get Clubhouse, third place for Clubhouse of the Year in 2025. Honorable mention for Renovation of the Year in 2025.
Wow.
And then so far this year in 2026 for the Golden Fork Awards, we were second place for Remodeled Public Resort and F&B Facility. So those are some pretty good highlights that we got since reopening.
Congratulations to everyone. And I always say Pearl at Kalau'au until I get really comfortable and kind of get into my old shoes, you know? And I'm like, yeah, sorry about that, guys, at Pearl at Kalau'au. Thank you, Sid Aquino, for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the show with us. Thank you.
No, thank you, Danielle.
Aloha. We're going to come back. We're going to talk with a whole lot of people coming up, and we're going to try not to, I don't know, is it raining less outside? It's just dripping off the building. Could this be? We're coming back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club, and Oliver Oliquiano is up next.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mailed to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate, or that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club radio show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates, and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's Rick at RadioGolfClub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 Coach Certification. Call 808-500-1515.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf.
Now back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Ah, yes, we're a flash flood warning. Yeah, that started this morning. It's supposed to go until 8 o'clock. I don't know what's going to happen after 8 o'clock. Usually we get these little, you know, notices from the on the phone saying, okay, you know, it's going to go on some more. It's not ending yet, and we know that. It's probably not going to end until Monday or something, but the flash flood warning was issued at 4:55 this morning. It goes till 8 o'clock, and then we'll see where it goes next. 100% chance now, rain. 9 o'clock, it's supposed to be 60%, like at noon, which is better. Gets even better at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. 50% chance of rain. And between 6 p.m. and 3 a.m., we're back to that 60% chance, not 100. Makes me happy. All right. The emergency management folks have been, you know, like, for instance, Castle Junction. You want to be careful as you're coming up out of Kailua. Take the Likelike. The Pali's closed, so that's something to remember as you're traveling about. Bottom line, we've got a flash flood watch for Ni'ihau, Kauai, Oahu, Molokai, Lanai, Kahoʻolawe, and Maui. Not the Big Island yet. Showers and isolated thunderstorms. Locally heavy rainfall possible today. High up to 81, southwesterly winds, about 15 miles per hour. So we're vulnerable on the south side. Tonight, showers and isolated thunderstorms, locally heavy rainfall possible. Again, the high about 71. It was really cold this morning. Southwesterly winds, about 15 miles per hour. And Sunday, mostly cloudy. On Kauai, showers and isolated thunderstorms during the day. Oahu and Maui, showers and isolated thunderstorms during the day. This is so monotonous, you know, it's gotten to the point where, could you please go away? Then scattered showers at night. Locally heavy rainfall is also possible. High 77 to 82, lows 65 to 70, and the westerly winds about 15 miles per hour. So things are going to shift a little bit. And hopefully Monday is going to give us a break. For the Big Island of Hawaii, flood watch for the lower elevations, winter storm watch Saturday through Sunday afternoon for the Big Island summits. All right, let's bring him in. All right, we've got he's with us right now. Oliver Oluquiano, President and CEO, Island Pacific Academy, U.S. Kids Certified Top 50 U.S. Kids Golf Instructor, Coach for Kamehameha Schools Golf Team, Kapalama Campus, Titleist Performance Institute Certified, PGA Game Changer Award Recipient, and the Aloha Section PGA Player Development Award Recipient. Welcome into the clubhouse. I mean, you've got a long list, Oliver.
Yeah, it's an evolving list too. So.
What's coming next? Evolving.
I think this is past year. I won the Bill Strasburg Award, so that was a neat thing to experience.
Yeah, what is the award for?
I guess it's for helping other coaches or developing other instructors.
Oh.
Getting into the PGA program and helping them through to get their books and pass their PAT and then eventually become a PGA member.
Far out. So, you've got some great instructors. Alex Cromer, Don Wilburn, Lou Merkel, Alan Chung. Can we go talk a little bit about each one?
Sure. I mean, they're all great instructors. Everyone has a tremendous amount of skills. I mean, combined together, we probably have over 200 years of experience teaching.
Wow.
So you can visit any one of our instructors and you'll find that they've got unique talents and abilities. Don is a long drive champion here in Hawaii. And I think he's also competed in regional levels and national levels. So, you know, Alan's he's a budding star for teaching. He's taken on a lot of students, and his daughter Leia Chung. I think she was on your radio show years ago with us when we first started U.S. Kids Golf, and he talked about her being one of the top NCAA players right now for Boise State.
Wow!
And she's making a name for herself. So
I'd love to have her on again. That's so cool. But it, can I ask about the Hawaii Long Drive contest? When is that? I'd love to be there.
I don't know. I don't know if they have that anymore. I've talked to Don about it before. I think they had a they were doing it for forever at Olamana, but I'm not sure what happened or what the logistics were or why they stopped doing it. But it would be nice to have it back.
Yeah, I think it'd be exciting for people to see, you know, technique and all of that stuff, and just, you know, the crack that is. Earlier in the show, we were talking about the sound, you know, of a driver on the ball, and when it's well struck, right. Man, there's nothing like it.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. and these guys that hit long, they've got longer shafts that have higher ball speeds, have higher club head speeds, so the crack is louder and the ball goes further. So, yeah, it would be neat to have it back here again in Hawaii.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's make some phone calls, Danielle.
Yeah.
Lou Merkel, his daughter, Christina Merkel.
Christina Merkel, right. She's also a great player, too. I think she's in the golf industry now. She's she graduated from college, and now I believe that she's working at a golf course somewhere on the mainland. So she's part of the industry. I'm not sure exactly to what capacity, but right. I mean, she's made golf, you know, part of her life, and I know her dad Lou is very proud of her. And Lou's a wonderful guy.
He's yes,
a ton of knowledge from him.
Yes, ton of knowledge. And Alex Cromer, PGA TrackMan certified, TPI golf certified. What does that mean?
Oh man, he's a golden child. He's got a lot of certifications. Being TPI certified, it means that, you know, he teaches the right way with body and flexibility and, you know, physical ability and mind. So when you're TPI certified, you're always looking to make sure that you prevent injuries and then utilize your strengths that you have, you know, with your body's ability. So... being TPI certified means you're just that one extra level above just regular teaching. You're always looking out for the best that the body can provide for a swing.
Right on. And some of us have what we consider weaknesses, but we can probably find an instructor who can turn what we think is a weakness maybe into a strength using a different part or something, just doing it a little bit differently. Have I lost my mind?
Correct. No, you're absolutely right. I mean, some people do have ailments, or they might have surgery in the past, right? So that might prohibit their swing. So we have workarounds. We keep that in mind when we're teaching, and we have workarounds so we don't damage that part or, you know, re-injure any of what they've had before in the past. So. So safety always comes first when you are a TPI instructor.
Wonderful. Then we've got Alan Chung, and his daughter Leia Chung is at Boise State. Record-breaking
Correct.
Performance, 14 under. Wow.
Yeah, that's all I can see as well, too, because, I mean, she was phenomenal when she was playing U.S. Kids Golf here. I know she was also the state champion at one point in time, or you know, for high school. So she's always had that competitive spirit, and she's, you know, taking that on to the collegiate level and hopefully beyond that, because I'd love to see her play professionally. But I remember she had the record for U.S. Kids Golf at the age of 7. She shot 27.
Wow.
At Mililani.
Wow.
Yeah. She got 27 at 9 holes at Mililani.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that was incredible.
It's incredible. That is. So I'm talking with Oliver Oloquiano, president and CEO, Island Pacific Academy. You got driving. Where is the academy? Let's start off with the basics.
We're located over at Hawaii Prince Golf Club, wonderful Arnold Palmer Golf Course. It's got 27 holes. We reconstructed and rebuilt the range. So I think it's, I mean, I'm biased, obviously, but I think it's one of the most beautiful practice facilities on the island. It's wide open, very spacious. We've always had plenty of stalls to practice from. We've got a great chipping green. Got a lot of putting surfaces to putt off of. And we just got great instructors that are readily on hand.
Nice. So. Very nice. And now the driving range is open till 9 p.m., lights and music and entertainment. Gosh, I should go now.
Yes.
Tell me.
Yes, you should come. You should come. And I am, I'm going to make a debut sometime very soon in the future, but I don't know if you all know my history, but I was a DJ in the past, and I am, my history is being resurrected because we're going to run Cosmic Golf again at the driving range. And with that being said, I will be in charge of doing music. So I will be spinning wheels of steel and throwing on records and playing the music.
So you're doing music and entertainment.
Music and entertainment.
I think that's fantastic. Yeah. And now, what about the new par 3 integrated course?
Oh, that's an awesome, that is such an awesome feature for the course. And I think that being available to players that don't want to spend like 4.5 hours playing golf, they want to spend less time on the golf course and, you know, play a quick par 3 course. It's great because it's basically, it's an integrated par 3 course on any of the courses. And they're just basically shortened par 3s. So you can play, you know, 9 holes in honestly about an hour, maybe an hour and 20 minutes.
Nice.
Be done. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great practice for those that are skilled because then you're focusing on your approach game the whole time. You know, whether it's from 110 yards to 150 yards, you're practicing.
Excellent. How many stalls? I mean, you know, how many can I take 4 people over there and have fun?
Oh, yeah, you can take 4 people. I know they have it at certain times. I think it may be limited to the afternoons when they do the par 3s. But it comes with, you know, the cart, the round, and the drink. So, you know, have fun with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So this is Oliver Oluquiano, President, CEO, Island Pacific Academy, top teacher for 2025-2026, according to Golf Digest. Wow. Congratulations, Oliver. That is so cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
How do you get nominated for a position like that? Do you have to send in or does somebody, you know...
It's honestly is a huge honor because it's a nomination of your peers. So it's the other instructors and other PG professionals that submit names into this list and into this hat. And you get selected based on, you know, I mean, I believe that the Golf Digest reviews your candidates and takes a look at what you're doing. And I'm sure they probably visited the website and, yeah, I'm not sure what else is involved in it, but you're initially nominated by your peers, and they're the ones that say, "Hey, I recommend Oliver for this position, or Claude, or you know, or so and so." So it's a great honor to be recognized by your peers as being a top instructor, and it's a humbling experience to be at that level.
Yeah, and in addition to that, you got to keep it up.
Yeah, exactly.
No slacking.
I mean, it's neat because it's like if I just do what I do, which is to help other people get what they want, I'll get what I want. I mean, that's been my philosophy, right? So, I mean, I help a lot of people just help improve their game, really learn to enjoy playing golf, and you know, I get the rewards of it. You know, I get to see a lot of these kids that I've taught since they were 5, 6 years old now, you know, go off to college and get scholarships. And, you know, I get the guys that come to me when they're 30 and, you know, when they first start coming to me and they're worried about playing in a company tournament, and now they're playing golf regularly with their friends and buddies and relatives, and they're enjoying themselves. So, I mean, that to me is the reward, is seeing all all my students get better and really enjoy the game, and get the feedback from them saying that, hey, I'm grateful that I stopped at your establishment. I'm grateful that you know, your academy is around and you got great instructors and you helped us out, or, you know, you helped my family. So, yeah, to me, that's the real reward. It's, you know, all the other accolades and all the, you know, recognition for the awards is secondary to really what's happening in real life.
Right on. That is, that's sweet. All right. I was reading some information about you, and mm-hmm. top teacher in the state for 2025-2026. Building a culture of instructors that's focused on staying relevant in today's technology, TrackMan, TPI certification, Greenside AI. Now, I just get really mm-hmm. stumbled over. AI drives me nuts. artificial intelligence. It's like an oxymoron or something, you know? Intelligence and artificial doesn't make any sense. But it's certainly making a lot. What is Greenside AI?
Okay, so Greenside AI is going to be introduced at the range here very shortly. We're going to launch this before summer. And basically, when you come to the range, you're going to be able to utilize your own phone, right? So your own phone to capture your videos, and the AI robot on your phone, on, you know, with the download of the application,
right,
you'll be able to get feedback for your swing.
Oh. And
it'll tell you, oh, this arm's a little too straight, or this arm's a little too bent, or this leg is not bent enough, or there's not enough hinge, your backswing, or your posture's a little off on setup. Here's what you need to fix. So it's going to give you a lot of feedback just with that at the range. And you can do this anytime you come to Hawaii Prince. So it's going to be exclusive to what we do here at Hawaii Prince and
wow.
at the Academy. Yeah. And so what's nice about this is that you get the feedback and you get to keep that feedback on your phone. And the goal really is to get you to come back and utilize the technology quite often, because you can't just go anywhere and use it somewhere else. It's exclusive to our range. But what the nice thing is, if you decide, hey, you know what, I need more than just this feedback, I need the proper instruction,
yeah,
you click on a button, and then we get notified as an instructor that, hey, the guy at stall 7 is struggling a little bit with, you know, early extension, you know? And so the video is already in our phone. We just walk over to stall number 7 and help the guy out,
wow,
and then book a lesson right then and there. So,
wow.
And then, you know, and help them out. So it's a way for us to generate more customers, but in the right way, because then they get the feedback first, you know, utilizing the AI tool, and then we get to help supplement that, you know, with real physical instruction from a person.
Yeah.
So it starts with AI, but it ends up turning into an actual I.
Right.
Actually intelligent.
Real people.
Yeah, real intelligence.
Real intelligence.
True,
yes.
Intelligence.
Yes, that is very cool. I'm surprised, yeah, that it's able to tell you all these things about your swing. How does it see that? You know, how is it seeing?
It's all on the phone, which is nice, because you take a video of your swing, and it makes a stick figure. It makes a stick figure of your swing, right? It tells you what your shoulder angles are. It tells you what your hip angles are. It tells you what your stance looks like. If your leg, if your knees are too bent, if your butt's not sticking out too much, if it's not enough forward bend, if you will. So then it tells you where you make the adjustment. And so you make the next adjustment, and it tells you, okay, that's improved. And what's nice about this app is that it gives you drills. So the drills tell you how to fix it. So, you know, hopefully you can do it on your own. But again, if you can't get it done, you can just, with a push of a button, you can get an instructor to come over there live in person to help you out. So
Absolutely.
Provide everything for you.
Fabulous. I am so, I'm impressed. Very much so. Oliver, you'll have to come back on the show. We have so much to cover in so little time. Something about this storm is bothering me.
I know. And it's so hard because we've been wanting to go up there and I can't even do lessons either because the range has been closed for a couple of days and we've got this storm coming in. And next week we've got the state invitational for U.S. kids. So I've got kids from all over the United States and from all over the world actually coming to Hawaii, and they're going to play against the best of the best kids. So
wow.
I'm praying that the weather's better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's got to be better. It's got to get better by Tuesday. I don't know about Monday, yeah. But, you know, because we've paid our dues.
I know. I mean, the ground is incredibly saturated right yes. now. And, you know, you walk around, it's just squishy out there. But, I mean, it is what it is. We're gonna get some good rain, and I think the grass is going to come out looking better. Our island's going to look a lot more beautiful and greener, and then we'll have sunny days to complement it.
That's the spirit.
And then it'll be really nice to go and golf.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse with us, Oliver. Until next time, tell me when, okay?
Yeah, thank you, Danielle. Appreciate being on your show.
Absolutely. I love it. Aloha. All right. I've got an update for you. Flash flood warning. From, of course, the National Weather Service, issued at 7:47, so, you know, a while ago, a couple minutes, expires at 11 o'clock. That's a flash flood warning issued today, again, 7:47, expiring at 11 o'clock, unless they extend it. The National Weather Service in Honolulu extended the flash flood warning for the island of Oahu until 11 o'clock. That was earlier. And let's see what else. Emergency management continues to report road closures across Oahu. Pali Highway, don't use it. It's closed. Use the Likelike or the H3 to and from the windward side. So you'll want to make sure that you check when you are, you know, really look to see which way is the best way for you to go. Maybe you'll get some more information on what the rain is like. There's additional bands of heavy showers and thunderstorms continuing to pass over the southeast half of Oahu with rain rates 1 to 2 inches per hour. So all of this is still going on today and more than likely tomorrow. All right, we'll come back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
At your fingertips, a know-how power equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range located in Aiea. Stop by to warm up before your round or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun.
If you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing, schedule a session with Coach Claude Brousseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and three-time PGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. scratch golfer, or just beginning, call Claude at 808-856-9458 or by email, claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's 808-856-9458. And have more fun playing golf.
K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Shane Ryan, author, writer, podcaster. He wrote Slaying the Tiger, Inside the Ropes on the new PGA Tour. He writes for Golf Digest. Lethal Ludwig seizes lead at the TPC Sawgrass. That's one of his headlines. And then came Ludwig Åberg and Xander Schauffele. He's written for ESPN, Deadspin. I'm not sure if I've got this right. Grantland. And it's not just sports, by the way, that he's into. He's into music and film and TV. Writes for Paste magazine, or did, I think. Grew up in New York State. Went to Duke University. Welcome into the clubhouse, Shane Ryan.
Hey, how's it going?
You really want to know? We're underwater here in Hawaii. We've been underwater for a couple of weeks now. These Kona lows keep coming. It's so soggy. It's coming to the walls.
Yeah, that's no good. I'm sorry to hear that.
We don't want to scare away people who were thinking about coming for a vacation by next week. It'll be lovely.
Sure. Yeah.
Whatever you say, Danielle. Shane Ryan, when did you get into writing for, you know, Golf Digest?
Well, that was around, so the book you mentioned, Slaying the Tiger, was something that happened almost by accident. I didn't grow up playing golf. And so I worked for the website you mentioned, Grantland, which was an ESPN site, no longer around, but, you know, it launched in, I think, 2011, 2012. And I would write about baseball and basketball, and they didn't really cover golf. But when the 2012 Ryder Cup in Chicago came along, I said, you know, please send me to this, because it's, you know, it's the kind of tournament that even if you don't like golf, it's really intriguing and really fun. So they sent me to that, and I wrote a story from that, and the guy liked the story. And so the next year I went to a couple more tournaments, a couple majors. From that, I got a book deal. An agent contacted me and said, let's write a book. You know, you're young, and you can write about the young people of golf and all that. And so in the process of writing that book in 2014, I met Sam Weinman from Golf Digest, and I started writing just a few pieces for them. But that's how it started. And, you know, 10 years later, 12 years later, here we are.
Wow. That's a cool gig.
It is, yeah. I mean, Golf Digest is amazing because the people who work there are so great and, you know, really care not just about golf, but care about, you know, good writing and good video and all that stuff. So I think it's kind of a unicorn in the world of media right now. And I'm very, very, feel very lucky to be there.
Yeah, I love Golf Digest. I really, not just because it's golf, but because of the writing. And it's, you guys really are, you're really good. So when you wrote Slaying the Tiger, did you get to speak with Tiger Woods about your book you were writing?
No. So that's, you know, this was kind of like a rude awakening for me, is how hard it was to talk to anybody. Not, you know, Tiger Woods was like, I wanted to, but it was almost like, forget about it. It was never going to happen. Because you have to remember, I was a writer that nobody knew on the beat.
Sure.
Right? This was very new to me. So it wasn't like I was a known quantity. So I spent all year trying really hard just to get a half hour with Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy and Ricky Fowler. And a lot of times I succeeded. Rory, I didn't, but I did get time alone with Spieth and Fowler and Jason Day and guys like that. But it took a long time, and it took a lot of talking to them and their agents, and it was very, very difficult. And I was on tour. I think I was on tour 35 weeks that year. So I was almost at every stop for a full year. But no, I never got one-on-one with Rory, and Tiger was just, you know, impossible. Forget about it.
You know, we do see once in a while an article that has Tiger Woods in it. You know, and I wonder, how did that person get in front of him? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think there's different things that can happen. It may be, you know, it may just be that he knows this person and has known them for a long time, or maybe there's some financial deal between them, right? Where it's like Tiger's doing a video series for this company and they're paying him for it. And as part of that, they get to sit down and talk to him for a few minutes. I think there's a variety of things, but Tiger, I mean, here's a guy who his yacht is named Privacy. So it gives you an idea of what his priorities are. He's not going to grant a ton of interviews. And, increasingly the best players in the world are also like this, even though they're not at Tiger's level, they are still protective of their time and difficult to get any one-on-one time with.
Yeah, their time. And a lot of that has to do with their family. You know, I mean, you can only stretch yourself so far. You can practice whatever a game is. You can go and do that game, whatever it is. And then you've got to, show up at home.
That's right. I think you're absolutely right. And I think it's also, there's a little bit of, what do I get out of this, right? So Shane from Golf Digest wants to talk to me. What's in it for me? What's the point, right?
Right.
And so, because they can tell their own stories, and they're it's just like a different world a little bit now. And so, I think the world it creates is people like me. A large part of the content we do is not based on talking to these guys or one-on-one interviews. It's still great when you can get that. I'm not saying it's impossible. It's just far more infrequent, and the stuff we do is kind of just comes at it from a different angle because it has to.
Yeah. It's like you're just one step inside the rope. You're not close to them, but you're close enough to see stuff that we wouldn't see. Like, for instance, I was watching LIV Golf this morning for some strange reason at 4 o'clock. I turned on, Fox. I don't ever turn on Fox. And I'm like, wow, that's a golf tournament. And then I realize I'm watching LIV, which I've always poo-pooed. And, and there's thousands of people and they're 20 feet deep and they're everywhere and they're watching LIV Golf, which was great. It wasn't bad. I, have never.
Where are they? Is it Singapore this week or where is it?
I think it's South Africa.
They're South Africa. That makes sense.
Could be wrong.
No, you're right. I'm looking at it now. You're right.
But it was like packed to the gills. They barely had room. They had to say, could you move over before I hit you with my ball? push that line. Yeah, it was, boy. So, everybody's really living up to what they can do. And I don't know why they're leaving LIV when they have such a huge gallery as they did when I was watching. But that doesn't necessarily translate into a gallery every time they go somewhere. But I digress. Mm. I apologize. So when I was looking at all of the stuff... on Ryan Fox, not exactly the week I had planned here at the Players.
Yeah, right.
Yeah?
Yes, he had kidney stones, nasty kidney stones. He withdrew, and I think, he withdrew and we didn't know why until the next day, or maybe it was later that day, he posted a photo on Instagram of him in the hospital with kidney stones. Luckily, everything was okay, so it was kind of, not funny, but sort of like, wow, that was weird, but... Yeah, he was okay, but certainly not how he drew it up, I think.
Yeah. And then there's somebody I don't know at all, and you're going to help us. Sudarshan Yelamaraju?
Yeah. I think you did pretty well there.
Oh, thank you.
I think you did pretty well for a first time. So this is somebody, to be quite honest, maybe I'd seen his name here and there, but really didn't know much about him before the Players. Originally born in India to Indian parents, moved to Canada with his family, I think when he was 4 years old. I think originally moved to Western Canada, from Winnipeg or something like that. And, completely, according to him and his dad, completely self-taught. His dad didn't play golf.
Wow.
And he would just watch YouTube. Yeah, his dad liked golf and would watch it. And so when he was a little boy, he would watch with his dad. And he was really, really into golf for a little kid. Not all little kids are into golf. I wasn't. But he was. And then he started playing a little bit and just hitting indoors. And supposedly was completely self-taught by YouTube videos and would just watch videos. And that's how he learned how to play. And he would play on these, indoor plays in Winnipeg when it was freezing out. I think his first ever full outdoor round was a tournament that he decided to play. When he was, 13 or something, he shot 101, and that was the first and only time he failed to break 100. But, yeah, so then he moved, I think they moved to Ontario where there was maybe a little bit more opportunity. just started playing a lot more and just showed an incredible talent for it. And he got better and better and better and came up through the Canadian tours. He actually, I think, went pro after high school because he was saying his family couldn't afford college. He had a few offers, but not kind of full rides. And so he turned pro, grinded it out on Canadian mini tours, eventually worked his way up to the Korn Ferry Tour, and then, you know, PGA Tour, and all of a sudden he's top 10 at the Players' Championship. So pretty cool story for him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, to teach yourself on YouTube, and part of me says, you know, I'm not being stared at by somebody. I'm not self-conscious, you know?
Yeah.
Right. So there's that aspect. And, you know, his dad's just kicking back on the easy chair that, you know, and he's not in somebody intimidating you. Maybe he's being a little helpful, but that's great. I just when I saw his name, I'm like, who is this person? I know Shane Ryan knows.
That's funny. Yeah, no, I was learning about him just last week, and it's cool. I think what's cool about it is, every once in a while in golf, sometimes you can start to think, well, the path to professional golf is always the same. You've got to be a rich kid from the South or from California.
Right.
And you've got to be playing golf since you're 4 years old and nothing else matters to you. And sometimes it creates people who are not that interesting outside of the golf course. But every once in a while, golf just delivers this to you like clockwork, where it's somebody who came up a different way and had a, you know, or didn't play until they were 17, you know, things like that, that it's very uncommon, but it still happens. And so I always appreciate when you see a story like that of, man, this, what are the chances this kid ever could have been a pro, you know? Some kid who moves to Canada, it's, you know, snowing 8 months of the year, learning from YouTube, playing inside some domed arena, and here he is now, so.
Out with everybody else, competing. That's awesome.
Yeah,
truly.
Competing against Scottie Scheffler, right?
Yeah,
crazy.
Exactly. Okay, so this has been so much fun, and you have to be on the show with me again because we need to talk about something. It's no exaggeration to call Ryan Carey, founder and owner of Golden Age Auctions, the biggest player in golf memorabilia. He has all kinds of sale price records, from clubs to trophies to green jackets. But for the most of the last decade, Carey has refused to deal in gnomes. Will you be on next?
Yes.
Sometime next week or next, whenever works for you. I want to talk about why he doesn't like the gnomes. Poor babies.
You let me know. We'll talk about the Masters gnomes because this is a good story. This is a weird story, but a good one. So absolutely.
Shane Ryan, Golf Digest Magazine, thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse.
Thank you, Danielle. Good talking to you as always.
Okay. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. Michael Patrick Shields is in the clubhouse.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate, or that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates, and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
I'm 9 now, but when I was 8, I'd do things I wasn't supposed to.
You don't talk when people are putting.
Always repair the ball mark.
You keep your own score, so you have to know how to act.
And you gotta tell the truth.
Put a golf club in kids' hands and watch them grow.
If you do certain things that you're not supposed to, you get a shot added to your score. You don't want to do those things.
The First Tee teaches kids values that will impact their communities and the rest of their lives.
If it wasn't for golf, I'd be like my friends, a couch potato.
Visit thefirsttee.org to learn more.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Michael Patrick Shields, my travel guru extraordinaire. Yes, he's based in Hollywood, and he's actually getting gigs in the movies. He writes for USA Today, Cigar Aficionado, Golf Magazine, and dozens of other media outlets. And in addition to that, of course, he's a radio talk show host. He's an author. As I said, he's a travel writer. He's got a syndicated talk show. Fabulous. He's heard on 12 Michigan radio stations. Let's bring him into the clubhouse. Michael Patrick Shields, welcome.
And he still can't play golf worth a damn, that's for sure, after all these decades. What about all these rainouts you're having in Hawaii there? Goodness. All those people ready to play golf and getting poured on?
They're going home to, you know, across the pond.
Yeah.
We came here for what?
We'll give you an option, and there's a little bit of time left, but you could also plan for next year, and that's the Cactus League in Scottsdale and Phoenix and the area there. You like baseball and you like golf and you like hot weather and very little rain, that's the place for you.
Far out. I like going to those games, too. Those are fun.
Well, just think of it. In February and March, if you go in the Phoenix area, there are 200 games, 15 teams, 10 little ballparks, and all over 6 weeks. And so if you want to see it, you can create your own doubleheader because sometimes they play at night. And
yes.
You can go that none of the parks are more than 30 miles apart from each other. So you can feast on baseball. You get up close and personal, as I was lucky enough to do. And it doesn't cost you an arm and a leg. You know, you can get into some of these places and sit on the grass for as little as $10.
And that would, and that's fun. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. You know?
Yeah, well, you're about to get up to the line with the peanuts and cracker juice. You can have that if you want. But this is the desert, so you get a twist. How about instead a prickly pear margarita,
ooh,
for instance?
See, yes.
But also the local teams make it a point to bring in their local cuisine. So, for instance, if you go to Goodyear Ballpark to see the Cincinnati Reds, they'll have Cincinnati Skyline Chili. And if you go, say, to see the White Sox at Camelback Park. They have traditional Chicago dogs there. So, you know, you get the taste of the team and the feel of the team. And what's really cool is, I mean, you literally walk amongst the players because these little parks are also their training facilities. So some of them are going to practice on the other field, and you might be walking to your car, and you're walking in the midst of, you know, a whole group full of Colorado Rockies.
I love it. I went to Arizona once, radio station thing, and I had the most fun. I didn't know that baseball could be so much fun. You know, it was.
Yeah,
I didn't
well,
have to
and
sit
if you
down.
Don't wanna, if you've got kids or whatever, they also have other things to do in the parks, like
of course they do.
Kiosks where you can pitch the ball or bat, and they have speed guns and jungle gyms and souvenir shops and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, the whole town, I was surprised, too, in the whole Phoenix area, they treat it like the Olympics because you go down through, say, Old Scottsdale, and they've got banners of all the teams hanging in the streets. And it's likely, for instance, you might run into a player in a restaurant in Tempe where the Angels play. I find it ironic that the Angels play in the smallest of the parks. It's called Diablo Stadium, which, of course, means devil.
Yes.
And that's the home of the Angels. So I like these sort of anomalies.
I love that you bring stuff up. You know, I got to ask you, did you go to the Academy Awards?
I was at Polo Lounge in the Beverly Hills Hotel the night before the Academy Awards.
Yes.
And I was walking up the front entrance, which is a red carpet all the time. and up the steps, and I'm going up the steps, and who's coming down the steps but Javier Bardem.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, that was a pretty good one, I thought. Now, he didn't have much to say to me. I said good evening, but he just kind of didn't acknowledge me as we passed.
Well.
Which is all right, I guess. Well, probably
you give him a break.
But a couple hours later, I'm going into outside the front entrance of Polo Lounge, and I was totally unprepared for this, but here comes Nicole Kidman.
Oh.
And I'd never seen her in person before, and she is tall, oh my Lord, and thin, and I was speechless, so I just looked in her eyes and nodded, and she nodded back, and it was like her looking at her face was like looking at a diamond. This doesn't even look real. Her face, you know, these creatures are walking among us during the award season, which, as you point out, just ended with the Academy Awards.
That's so wonderful. These creatures, yeah. They walk among us. Do you know who Michael B. Jordan is?
I've never met him, but I sure do. He won Best Actor for Sinners.
Right? Did you see Sinners? See, I'm so out of the loop.
I did not. That's one of the few I didn't see. But just last night, I saw the new one about space, the Project Hail Mary, which was kind of an interesting movie. I'm not sure what to make of it, really.
Okay, and then there's, you know, Paul Thomas Anderson, who won Best Actor.
Yeah, he was the director. He was up there a few times, wasn't he?
Yeah,
after another.
Yeah. Wow, I missed all of the movies. You know, that's how out of the loop I've got to go to the theater. Are people not going to the movies anymore?
Well, I do. I like the experience, but they're watching on their phones and such. And a lot of the acting gigs I get are called verticals that are called that because they're shot in vertical because people are watching on their phones.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, it's a whole, you know, we need to start supporting the theaters. Otherwise, one day we're going to say, gee, remember when we used to be able to go to the theaters and watch these great movies on these really big screens and it really all came to life? Yeah, that's what's... remember
when? Don't forget, when you go to Scottsdale, you got TPC Scottsdale. You can play Wecopa, Troon North. Those are three of the most famous golf courses in town when you mix your baseball with golf.
Woohoo! Michael,
and it won't rain.
And it won't rain. I'm soggy. I'm soggy. We have a flash flood warning up until 11 o'clock. Never seems to end. Thank you so much for being so patient with me this morning.
Mahalo and aloha.
Aloha, Michael Patrick Shields. All right, we're going to close the show with a thank you to the sponsors who make it possible. Welcome, Newtown Driving Range. You know, you can warm up before your round or wind down after work. The Newtown Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Group. Good golf, good fun, and good food. All right, Aloha Power. Work smarter, faster, and it's easier. With our selection of riding and walking mowers, chainsaws, whackers, and a whole lot more, it's a whole lot easier. Get yours today. Know, so that when you can go out and take care of all the stuff that's fallen, you'll be having the right things to take care of it. Thank you to the Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever, every stage of life. For self, health, for friendship and family, go golf. And Claude Rousseau, Master PGA Teaching Professional at Wailea Golf Academy, Wailea on Maui. I want to thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2026.